Glory to God. Thank God. Thank God for you all that are on the line tonight. We praise God for every single one of you. The word tonight is give thanks. Just simply give thanks. It kind of coincides with what Pastor preached last night. But, you know, the Bible tells we should always give thanks. We should thank God in all things. He says in all things to give thanks, not necessarily for all things, but in the midst of whatever we're going through, whether it's happy times, sad times, heavy times, light times, he said in all things to give him thanks. Why? Because he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And we can never stop thanking God enough. You know, I mean, every single breath that we take, guess what? God allowed it so. He allowed us to wake up in the morning. He allowed us to even breathe all through the night, even when we don't even realize that we're in the world. But God is just that good. Hallelujah. That's why we have to give his name thanks. Thank you for the breath I breathe. And as the elderly people say, and I'm beginning to understand more and more as I get older and more mature, I realize that thank God for a reasonable portion of health and strength. Even right now, even as I don't know, I think I got bit by a spider or whatever, but and then it just turned into cellulitis on my foot and on my leg, and my foot is swollen. Nevertheless, even in the midst of all of that, I give him thanks. He is worthy to be praised. I thank him because I know what his word says. So therefore, we stand on the word of God. Amen. So that's what this is. Give thanks. Our base scripture, although we have several here, but the base scripture is Psalm 92, 1 to 2. And it says, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High God, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. You know, there's something very, very special about getting up early in the morning. I realize not all of us are morning people, but when you begin to develop a relationship with Jesus, when we experience getting into his presence, there's nothing like it. And that's why David said, you know, I love you so much. He says, you know, in so many words, more than my daily bread. We know we need daily bread to sustain us. That's love. That's a lot of love. But I know there is something very special about just waking up early in the morning, and you realize you're still in the land of living. God, I give you thanks. Lord, I praise you. Maybe you don't feel as good as you would like to, but God, I thank you. I thank you. Whatever it is, your foot hurt, leg hurt, whatever it is, thank God I have a foot or a leg to hurt. There's some people don't have that. So he's saying, you know, give God thanks, and I give him praise. The praise belongs to the Lord. And when we praise him, the scripture says we show forth his loving kindness. Yes, in the morning, and even his faithful, because God is faithful. Faithfulness every night. And the scripture says, great is thy faithfulness. And then also Psalms 104, or the Psalm 100, and then the fourth verse says, tells us to enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Be thankful. And into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. He's given us instruction. David knows. He knew what to do. He knew about praising God. Hallelujah. And that's therefore when we think about how good God has been to every single one of us. Yes, every one of us. You might say, well, look, this is wrong. That's wrong. I don't have this. Nevertheless, God is still good. You're still in the land of the living. Hallelujah. We're still on this side of the grass. God is a good God, and therefore we'll give him praise. Then Psalm 118, and the first verse says, oh, give thanks. Give thanks unto the Lord. Why? Because he is good. Hallelujah. Just think about how good God is, even in your life, you know, and let alone in your family or just all the things that he has given you, but he's just good. Yes, he is good because his mercy endured forever. What would we do without the mercy of God? Just think about that. Where would we be? How could we make it? And he already knows that. He knows. He knew that. You know, the scripture says he remembers our frame. He remembered that we're just dust. He remembered that we need his help and we need his mercy. That's why it's brand new for each and every one of us every single day. And then the scripture here says, and yes, and it endures forever, meaning there's plenty of mercy, meaning that it never runs out. Meaning we don't have to worry about, like for example, Social Security or something was run out, or maybe your pension or something would run out, or whatever it is. But we know his mercy. It keeps on blessing us. His goodness and his mercy. It's so much so that his goodness follows us. And his goodness runs after every one of us. Hallelujah, glory to God. Can you see what I'm talking about tonight? Do you have a vision about how good he is? His mercy and his goodness, it runs after us. Hallelujah, every single day, wherever we are, his goodness and mercy is right there. You know, no wonder the scripture says, he'll keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on the Lord. So, you know, if we could just, sometimes we have to refocus and think about, even in the midst of trouble, in the midst of trials, in the midst of tribulation, in the midst of disappointment, if we could just stop and just refocus, yes, his mercy endures forever. His goodness and mercy is beside me. It's right there. You know, and that he's a strong tower. Hallelujah. He's a mighty God that we can lean in on him. That's the time to lean in on God and then give him praise. And then the other scripture says in Psalms 116 and 17, it says, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. And I will call upon the name of the Lord. That's why we're on this prayer call tonight. We're here to call upon the name of the Lord and to give him thanks because he is so worthy, because of his faithfulness, because of his goodness, because of his tender loving care for every one of us, because of his salvation. There is no greater gift than the gift of salvation, and God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him, we don't have to perish, but we can have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he said, thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank God. We have the victory because Jesus, he was that ultimate sacrifice. He gave his life that you and I might have life. And not only have life, but have it more abundantly. Plenty of life. Life here and eternal life. We are living to live again. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody likes to be appreciated. And let's talk about giving thanks. That's what we're talking about tonight. Even Jesus wants us to give him praise. This is the, you know, we think about it. When you give someone a gift, it just seems very appropriate if we would say thank you. But you would, if someone just takes a gift and just never shows any appreciation, you know, that's kind of like a letdown, you know. But yet, still, God has blessed us. But some of us, we don't give him praise. We don't come in and give him the glory. That's due his name. We could never praise him enough. We could never say thank you, God, enough. Thanks should be in our hearts and on our lips every day. For David said, I will bless. And all that is within me, I'll bless his holy name. Hallelujah. I'll bless the Lord, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. You know what? I like this song. It says, he keeps, I think LaShawn Pace sings it, he keeps on doing great things for us. Yes, he does. Think about it. You don't have to think far. Think today. What has God done for you today? Hallelujah. If that's enough to give him the glory and the honor. He keeps doing great things for us. We need to be thankful for the breath we take. Hallelujah. For the air that we breathe. Hallelujah. Our Heavenly Father, you know, he loved us so much. As I said earlier, he gave Jesus that we can be part of the family of God. Not only be part of the family, he gave us inheritance. We got a portion, hallelujah, among those that are obedient to him. Hallelujah. We have that portion. Our portion is given to us that we've been adopted into the family of God. Hallelujah. So we just give God the praise. We thank him for giving us food to eat. Hallelujah. We thank him for he says that I will say he satisfies our mouth with good things. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. We can't forget his benefits. What did he say? He says he heals all of our diseases. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? We give thanks for him. Thanks to him. Thank him for giving us the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. He knows what we need. He knows if we would just seek him, give him the first preference in our lives, that we would consult him. As he said, acknowledge me, ask me in all your ways, I'll direct your path. We don't have to walk around confusing and scratching our heads, I don't know which way to go. But we can know, because if we pray and we seek him and we have that closer relationship with him, we know we can ask him, Lord, order my steps. Work it out. We operate in the midst of the favor of God. You know, it's nothing like God's favor. When you have the favor of God, I'm a living witness, that favor will take you where money can't take you. Favor will get you with fortune and a good name and all that, popularity, all of that. Listen, when the favor of God comes, he says, yes, it is so. Glory to God. If he will make room. The favor of God will make room for you. If he has to uproot, he will make room for you. That's worthy of a praise right there. See, our victory is in the praise. And, you know, it says when we enter into the presence of God and we lose sight of our problems and we begin to give God the praise because he is the problem solver. If we can focus, turn our focus off of our problem, hallelujah, and I'm preaching to myself right now, hallelujah, as I look at my foot and begin the swelling and all. But yet, let me tell you, if we focus on the problem solver, we focus on the healer. He is the healer. He says, I am the Lord thy God who healeth thee. By his stripes we are healed, and by his stripes we were already healed. Say hallelujah to that. Glory to God. So I want to encourage our hearts tonight. As the scripture says, that's how we encourage. The Bible says encourage one another. And, you know, encourage your brother and sister. That's what this call is about. It's about that, listen, hey, you may be going through, you know, and you might be having hard times right now. In the midst of that, in the midst of all of that we know that if we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and that we will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We thank God for forgiving our iniquities, hallelujah, and healing all of our diseases. That's what that scripture in Psalms says. Thank God. Don't forget it. We just recently read that, Psalms 103. Don't forget the benefits. We have benefits, people. Glory to God. So therefore, we thank the Lord. Just begin to thank him. Say, Lord, I thank you for supplying all of my needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's what you do. Pray the word. You will know how to pray. Pray the word of God, because he told us, put me in remembrance of my word. You know that God honors his word. Hallelujah. His word doesn't go out and return back to him void, but his word will accomplish all that he sends it out to. So he has given us his word. So he said, Lord, I thank you. Maybe you can't see your way out. Maybe there's not enough money to pay for this, that, and the other. But Lord, I thank you. I thank you because you're more than enough. You're able to supply all my needs, every bit of my need, according to your riches in glory. I thank you, Lord, for satisfying our mouths with good things, and we just talked about that. So that my youth, he says, your youth will be renewed like eagles. Now listen, an eagle's not a weak bird. An eagle is a bird of prominence, because that eagle begins to rise and soar, and next thing you know, he gets level off, and he just glides along in the air. He says, God says, I'll renew your youth just like that. Hallelujah. Praise God. He builds a hedge of protection around us every day. Remind ourselves that, listen, no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. So all we have to do, as the scripture says, just oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Yes, and he's worthy to be praised, and his mercy endures forever. Amen and amen. So we're thanking God for his faithfulness. We thank him, God, for the joy of the Lord is our strength on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for blessing us, to be even to be able to come back again tonight, to be on this prayer line. Hallelujah. Because the word of God is quick, is sharper than any two-edged sword. So we need his word. And we praise God that we have access to his word. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. You can't put a price tag. There is no greater love. There is no greater hope other than Jesus. He's a mighty, mighty good God. So therefore, that's the word I have. One of us, just give thanks. Begin to thank him. If we could just stop and think before we begin to mumble and grumble, complain, think about it. Lord, I love you. God, you've been good. You're still good. In the midst of the storm, Lord, you are good. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we pray that you've been blessed tonight. And we want to, there are people that we're going to want to keep in mind for prayer. We want to continue to pray for Sister Ethel Woodson and Sister Betty Ann Davis. In fact, we had a wonderful visit with Sister Betty Ann on yesterday. Such a lovely, lovely lady of the Lord. And you could just see how God is just, you know, just has blessed her. She looks wonderful. So we continue on praying for you, Sister Betty Ann, and we continue prayers and believing God for Deacon Robert and Sister Shirley Cooper. We are praying for a Sister Betty Stokes. You don't know her, but she's in lives in Pennsylvania, but she's going through the fourth stage of cancer, and we just hold her up before the Lord. God knows that he calls his angels to comfort her and lift her up. Praise God. We also praying for Deacon Robert Gregory and just praying that God will strengthen him. We continue to pray for our church mother, Mother Dolores Liggins, and we pray for our church father, Deacon Walter Brown. God bless him. And praise God, we continue to pray for Reverend Annie Anderson. That this, you know, and we're praying also for our own minister, Cheryl Bolden, and her brother Raymond Anderson. They lost their sister, Evangelist Bernice Mayo. We're praying for them that God will strengthen them and God will protect them, cover them with the blood, even as they will begin to drive to New Jersey. We just pray for the family that God will give strength, that he will meet every single need. Amen, amen. But tonight, I have a special treat for you all. To the person that's going to be praying for the ones that we just pray, that we just called their names and whatever else the Lord lays on her heart, and that is none other than Deaconess Geraldine C. She's going to be praying, and this is what I'm going to ask you all to do. I am going to go ahead and unmute the line, and once I unmute the line, I want you to go ahead and mute your own line, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and unmute this line and open it up. God, and then all you have to do, mute your line. And we're going to ask that Deaconess Geraldine C. will now go ahead and pray as the Spirit of the Lord leads her. God bless you.
Amen. Good afternoon. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Tonight, we just want to thank God for his many blessings that he has bestowed upon us each and every day. We want to thank God for his grace and mercy, brand new grace and mercy each and every day. We thank you, Lord, for your love and your kindness. We want to thank you, God, for your benefits and your promises. Dear God, we just want to thank you for our pastor and our first lady. Continue to bless them, keep them, and strengthen them, dear God. We want to thank you for the word that you gave us on last night, as well as the word that you gave us on Sunday. Thank you, dear God, for the service that we had on Sunday. Thank you for the generations that we have within our church. Dear God, we want to give you thanks. We want to thank you, God, for our church family. We want to thank you, God, for all the names that Minister Bolden have named, dear God. We pray for them, whatever they're going through, whether they're sick, whether they're in a nursing home, whether they're going through bereavement, dear God. We just ask that you would wrap your loving arms around them, God, and give them comfort and peace, the peace that only can come from you, dear God, the peace that surpasses all understanding. And, dear God, we just want to just thank you for the jobs that we have. Thank you, dear God, that you give us traveling mercy as we travel up and down the dangerous highways each and every day. We want to just thank you, dear God, that you bless us with our homes, dear God, that you keep us warm when it's cold outside and you keep us cool when it's hot outside. We want to just thank you, dear God, for that. God, you are so good to us. Dear God, I could just thank you all day and all night. We want to just thank you for those that's on the line that are retired, dear God. We want to just thank you for allowing them to be able to retire. The ones that's able to come together like the senior ministry did today, dear God, that they can still love you and serve you and help others. Dear God, we just want to thank you. We want to just thank you, dear God, for all of the caregivers, all of those that's out there taking care of a loved one, even if it's your job, dear God. Just continue to bless them and keep them, dear God. We want to just thank you for all of those that's in nursing homes, all of those that are incarcerated, dear God. We just want you to know that they may be shut in, but they are not shut out because, God, you are everywhere, and you are everywhere at the same time. Dear God, as the school year is about to come to an end, we just pray that the children will have a safe school ending, dear God. Continue to bless the teachers, the principals, bless the president and all of the government officials, all of those that are in authority, dear God. Allow them to allow you to use them, dear God. Allow them to make right decisions, dear God. We just want to just thank you, God, because you're good. I thank you, God. I thank you for my husband. I thank you for my children. I thank you for my grandchildren. I thank you for my sisters. I thank you for my brothers. I thank you for my nieces. I thank you for my nephews. I thank you for my cousin Betty Ann, dear God, that I was able to see her this week. Continue to bless her and heal her body, dear God. I just pray, dear God, that you will continue to use us and just keep this church family together and keep all of these families together that's represented on this prayer line, dear God. We want to just thank you for the Dream Team prayer line. We want to thank you for each member, dear God. We want to just thank you, God, because you are so good. Thank you, dear God, that we have this day of fasting on Wednesday. And, dear God, we just want to thank you that you give us food to eat. Dear God, we just want to just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Dear God, I just give you honor. I just give you praise. I just want to worship you, dear God, and I give you all glory, honor, and praise on this night. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's take a moment and just thank God. Lord, we just thank you. That's what we're on here for, to give your name thanks. Oh, God, we thank you. Glory to God. We thank you. You are so worthy to be praised, God. We thank you, Lord, in the morning. We thank you in the noonday. We thank you late at night. God, you're a mighty good God. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you, God. Your word to be praised. We thank you for being good to us. We thank you for your faithfulness tonight. God, we love you tonight, and we praise you, and we honor you. Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you,
God. God. We thank you, Lord. Lord God, you're so good to us. Hallelujah. God, we praise you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for our mental capacity. We thank you for your strength tonight. Thank you. We know we can do all things through Christ that gives us strength. Amen.
And amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Deaconess Geraldine C., for that blessed, heartfelt prayer tonight. Oh, my goodness. We felt that prayer. And we just, so many things that you just named that we could just say, Lord, we thank you. That's just good God is. Hallelujah. So I want to thank you for just giving us that prayer and then offering up the praises and the sacrifice of praise to our Lord and Savior. Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So I trust that you all have been blessed tonight with the word and with the prayer, and that when we hang up this line, that you will continue to be strong in the Lord, that you continue to saturate yourself, saturate your strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. So with that said, we're going to say good night. You all be blessed and keep looking to the hills from where coming your help. Every bit of our help, it comes from the Lord. God bless you. Amen. We love you and have a blessed, blessed night. Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.